James Thompson is eager to teach. Confessing to having something of a service complex, the volunteer firefighter and career paramedic is now taking applications for his pet project, the Millet Junior Education Firefighter Program. "I've been chatting with different parents and people in the community and they were asking for one again," he said. "So I approached Deputy Chief Trevor Palmer in October of last year saying I'd like to run one in the new year, and we're finally getting things up and running. Now in its second year, the program is open to anyone ages 13 to 17 who is interested in emergency response and is within 15 kilometers of the fire hall. Last year, 7 students graduated from the program, an 8th had to drop out due to an unrelated sports injury. This year, Thompson said the class would be capped at 10 students and stressed the program is open to anyone curious about how a fire department protects the community. His only requirements: show up on time, be prepared to learn, and absolutely no bullying. "We're a very supportive crew in Millet," he said. "It's not pick and choose what you want to do. We're doing this to show what it's like to be a firefighter and give some cool training and opportunities along with it, but outside of that we're very welcoming. This is not meant to be an intimidating thing. This is meant to encourage people to get involved. This is a completely inclusive program for all people age 13 to 17. To apply, youth are asked to write a short essay or story explaining why they want to join the program and be prepared to learn everything involved in being a volunteer firefighter, from proper equipment handling to radio communications and medical procedures. Thompson said youth would be given an overview of an entire professional firefighting program. On top of that, graduates will come out of the program with a first aid certificate. Other topics covered include life support, fighting grass, structural and wildland fires, and engaging with and moving patients. Students also learn the ranking system and protocols of a fire department. They also get training in firefighting operations. Last year, the program culminated in teams alternating between completing a vehicle extraction and putting out a live fire, all under the watchful eyes of skilled firefighters, of course. "Because of the timing we did it last year, it was during our spring grass fire season," said Thompson. "We would send out a message when we were on our way back from a call saying that we've got a lot of cleanup. Our junior firefighters have become almost an auxiliary firefighting force. They are never on the front lines, they are never dealing with patients, but as far as resupply and restock and logistics within the fire hall, our juniors were a major asset to us in what was ultimately a pretty busy grass fire season last year. The commitment and dedication and excitement it was met with, it just encouraged us to keep feeding them information because they just kept wanting more and more. An actual schedule is yet to be determined as the department wants to work around the student's schedule to avoid conflicting with other activities." Thompson said a training schedule will be put together after the successful applicants are selected. Millet's Junior Firefighter Education Program will be taking applications until February 28 at 4 p.m. and successful applicants will be contacted afterwards. The program itself will run 10 to 12 weeks and commence in April. Applications must include their full name, legal address, date of birth, and contact information for the child's legal guardian. Email millet fire@millet.ca to submit an application or ask further questions.